My wrist is Clay Aiken. The RSI is coming back. I gotta do more hand stretches.
You need the gua sha.
I need the gua sha, the hand stretches,
just
the
a massages. A lot of stretching that needs to be happening.
Jen, I'm going to need some massages.
I'm going to need some stretches.
Some hand massage.
It's a give and take. Forearm. Well, my palms are like sweating right now.
Why?
I don't know. There's no knowing. There's no knowing why.
A brawl is surely brewing. And begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen. And this is a podcast about things that we like.
And today we like sea creatures.
Ocean animals in honor of Earth Day coming at you next Wednesday, April 22nd.
Nice. The animals are taking over again. Nature is back.
Nature is back with a vengeance. I saw a meme the other day. It was a Lisa Frank painting of a bunch of different ocean animals. And the caption was something like, this is a picture of of Hudson Bay this morning. Like, the animals are thriving. It was always because of us. We are the virus or something. And I love Lisa Frank.
Yeah, it's like a combination of two of your favorite things.
Memes and Lisa Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the coronavirus.
And animals.
Yeah. Yeah, those are all things I love.
You know what they're probably not happy about, though, are the...
Who?
The animals. The marine animals, specifically.
Yeah.
All the plastic bags.
No, they can't be happy about that.
No.
And there's a resurgence of plastic. I felt like at the beginning of the year, we had, like, these great rules in place about what was going to happen next. And now...
No longer. Okay, I've got a worst marine animal that I just want to shout out.
Oh, what if it's on my list?
It's not going to be on your list.
Okay.
For best, you mean?
Yeah.
No, this will not... If it is... We're going to get into it right here.
Wait.
Right now.
Is this marine animal or is this ocean animal? Because it's different. I thought it was ocean animal.
Meaning, so like an otter wouldn't count?
No. Yes, it would.
Is an otter an ocean animal?
A sea otter.
A sea... Is it?
Yes, I would...
How about a crocodile?
No, they don't spend time in the ocean, do they? Aren't they just in, like, bogs? That's where I want to be.
No, I think, what about,
swamps?
Like, they can come from, like...
Like sea saltwater?
Yeah,
alligator?
And the Gulf. And,
well, I don't know. Here's my definition, is the animal spends at least 50% of its time in the sea or the ocean.
Well, all of my animals spend 100% of their time in the ocean.
Well, great. Then you fit into my definition. Okay, so which is the worst?
The worst that I wrote are the hagfish and lampreys. Have you seen pictures of these?
Your entire list is going to be obscure, like, bottom of the ocean, creepy, glowy things. Just for the sake of being, like, edgy.
Oh, I'm so edgy.
Yeah, it's like when you had the water bear.
Yeah, how cool was that?
It was. I learned some interesting facts, but I don't know if I believe that those are actually your favorites.
Those are my favorites.
Okay.
I will say, for ocean animals, I don't know if I really have any favorites. Like, the category...
What?
Meaning...
This was so hard for me.
Meaning my top five, they're all, like, animals that I like, but there's not... My number one isn't like, oh yeah, this one's way above the others.
Interesting. Well, do you think you would have more luck with something like woodland creatures if we were to do that type of a themed episode? Because I have been wanting to do woodland creatures for a long time, and I would like to know if people who are listening would be interested in hearing about our favorite woodland creatures.
This is Crayola all over again. Jen keeps telling me we have to do woodland creatures, and I keep saying no. There's like five woodland creatures.
There's not. I remember I listed like
three.
Ten. No, I listed 10, and then I came back with a couple more later in the day. Do you remember? I did.
Oh, I do.
Okay, so what are those terrible animals?
Yeah, the hagfish and the lampreys.
Hagfish sounds great.
Yeah, but it's terrible. These are basically, imagine a giant, slimy leech.
Oh, is this like that thing with the crazy, like, lumpy face?
No, but those are gross. This basically has no face. It's just a long, slimy tube. Literally, they can create slime. So if you were to pick one up, it would start to produce really oozy slime. Super nasty. I think there's a Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. And for a mouth, it's just circular teeth all around.
What? Do you have a picture of it?
No, but
of course not.
I can pull one up.
Well, we'll post it on the Instagram tomorrow in the stories. Yeah, if you want to see what these look like.
They are quite disgusting. Here, do you want to see? So yeah. here's the hagfish mouth.
What? I can't even.
Right there. That's just all what gross teeth. What the hell? Super gross.
It is horrifying.
It's horrifying. It's a nightmare.
But that top picture is pretty cool. It looks like a. You know what it looks like? It looks like a tie, like a necktie that you've stuffed with like cotton balls, and then you've rolled it up.
Kind of
like Sally the Swingin' Snake. Did you ever sing that song?
Sally the Swingin' Snake.
Yeah.
No.
When you were in like first grade. Oh well. That I will say is frightening. It looks like somebody like cut off like an arm of an animal, and then like that's the inside.
Oh, that's an interesting description. It's just a lot of teeth. It's basically a tube full of teeth.
It looks like a Tim Burton creation.
It does.
No.
Yeah.
A Guillermo del Toro creation.
Oh, yes.
Because it's darker than Tim, as we've had this discussion before.
I also have another runner-up that is a fun animal that I learned about recently.
Today?
This will be my...
You learned about it today.
No, I didn't learn about it today, but I did learn about it this year.
Okay.
From watching one of my favorite YouTube channels, Curse Kasacht.
Yes.
An educational channel. The animal is called a siphonophore.
What happened to the second terrible one that...
Well, hagfish, lamprey.
What's a lamprey?
I'm not educated enough to know what the difference is between the two.
Oh, but they're similar.
They're very similar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Siphonophore, though, is basically, imagine a jellyfish and you stack another jellyfish on top. Do that 100 times, maybe, and now you've got a siphonophore. It's like a colony of jellyfish-like creatures.
Ugh.
It's multiple creatures at once, and I think they just found... like days ago, the largest one they've ever seen, which is now the largest animal they've ever found in the
ocean. Oh, I saw this. It was a headline.
Yeah, it's like 150 feet long.
Looks but like it's not just one animal. It's multiple.
Exactly. It's considered, yeah, it's multiple animals, but it's considered one organism.
It's a murder of jellyfish.
Yeah.
Pod.
So there it is.
A siphonophore.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It's good stuff.
Joey, do you have a favorite ocean?
A favorite ocean? I guess I'll say the Indian Ocean.
Oh, tell me why.
Having never been there?
Have been there.
Oh, I guess I have.
You went to Bali.
Yeah. I just imagine it as the most rich in biodiversity.
Mm, yeah. You know which one I think is the worst? Atlantic.
Atlantic? Why? Just because it's the most boring?
It just seems like the dirtiest for some reason. Because it's like...
Does it?
Yeah. Like, there's just something about it that just seems like... It seems like the Detroit of the oceans. Like, just kind of...
Oh, wow.
Well, don't you think that... I don't know. It seems like industrial to me.
It does not seem that way to me.
Well,
What about the Pacific, though?
The Pacific seems, like, really blue.
The Pacific is like space to me, where it's once you get beyond a certain threshold, there's just nothing.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a mystery.
Well, that's true. It is a mystery. It's a mystery waiting to be solved. And you, dear listener, could be the first explorer to solve these mysteries.
Of the Great Blue Ocean.
Of the Great Blue Ocean, yeah.
Yeah. So, shall we begin?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for sharing your favorite ocean. Yeah. Mine is also the Indian Ocean. Okay. My number five... is my most controversial because it's if this topic is ocean animals, then it counts because this animal spends 80% of its time in the water.
Okay.
Which is a penguin.
Interesting.
A penguin is an ocean animal. Joey, look it up. It's both land and sea creature and spends 80% of its time in the water, like, you know, swimming and hunting and like whatever it does. And when there are a lot of them in the ocean together, it's called a raft.
That's kind of fun. Okay, that's a fun tidbit. I do question whether it's an ocean animal.
It is an ocean animal.
Okay, sure.
It is. Like, the first hit on Wikipedia is, yes, it is
an ocean animal. Is a polar bear an ocean animal?
I think so. Mm. You don't remember in Planet Earth, do you remember watching it swim out to sea? and like not finding a chunk of ice, and so you just have to assume that it eventually, you know.
Drown. Yeah, I see. I wonder though, to qualify as an ocean animal, I'm going back to this. Does it need to be able to survive without land?
Well,
maybe not, because I did say an otter could be a marine animal.
But what about so? Well,
but I see what you're saying.
But if you're saying it needs to come up out of the water, then you would have to say that a whale or a dolphin.
No, but it can survive in the water without needing to go in the land.
Yeah, but
in
it
the
has
air.
To come up to the air to be able to breathe.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
Well, you seem to be conflicting. You're
do I?
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
go on.
A penguin counts. They're cute and they're funny and they waddle and they're always ready for a black tie event. So,
that's true. I do love penguins.
They're super cute and they're funny.
I'm excited to watch the Disney Plus story on penguins.
Penguins, yeah.
Okay, my number five, I'm just going to skip over and go right to four.
Why?
Because my number five, I'm guessing, is your number one. So I don't want to spoil the fun. My number four is jellyfish. Now, I love jellyfish. Why? You're looking at me like mine is lame.
Well, I'm just curious to hear what you're going to say next.
Okay. I like jellyfish because they are extremely alien looking. Mm-hmm. A lot of creatures on my list are alien looking.
And I'm guessing at least 50% glow in some way.
Well, and yeah, I think jellyfish could be considered to glow.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Have you ever stepped on one?
No.
Have you ever been stung by one?
No.
Well, I bet you wouldn't like it then.
I don't. No, I don't think I would like it. But I find the way that they sting really interesting with basically when they sting you, they're injecting a ton of little like spikies into you that mm-hmm. then additionally secrete more venom. I don't like that.
No. Have you ever seen one in the wild?
Yes.
Me too. It was really scary.
I was swimming with my sister. I think we were in Mexico and we started swimming and there was a ton of jellyfish in the water, and so then we immediately got out because, you know, we didn't know anything. Maybe they were harmless.
Yeah.
Maybe they were box jellyfish and would have been lethal. Who knows?
Yeah.
Probably not. But so there's a common myth that if you get stung by a jellyfish, you're supposed to pee on the wound.
Yeah. Is that not true?
That's apparently not true.
Says who?
Says the internet.
Which aspect?
Which internet?
Which internet, yeah.
I don't know.
The
I
one
can't
we
remember.
Trust or not? Tonsoffacts.com?
No, it wasn't Tonsoffacts.com. They have no brain, no heart, no eyes, no face. It's just super weird looking. They seem like they would
and yet they're
not
alive.
Be carbon-based. And yet
it's like
they're
the same as a sponge.
Yeah.
Is sponge on your list?
No.
Okay.
Because a sponge doesn't really move in the same way that a jellyfish moves. Jellyfish moves just look... It's mesmerizing.
It is. There's that Apple, wallpaper. Not wallpaper. What is it called? Screensaver.
Yeah, aerial screensaver.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah,
the jellyfish.
So, I really like the jellyfish. Oh, collection of jellyfish, by the way. Before, you were joking that it was called a murder, but they actually have three names.
Oh, of course they do.
Potentially. A bloom, a smack, or a swarm.
I like bloom.
I like bloom the most, too. I think my order would go bloom, swarm, smack.
Smack is stupid.
Yeah. I like a bloom of jellyfish.
Yep, me too.
Cool. Favorite jellyfish is probably the box jellyfish or the man-o-war.
Why?
The box jellyfish, just because it's super scary and lethal, even though it's tiny and translucent. Man-o-war, because it's so large.
Hmm. Interesting. There's something to this right now. Getting in your brain. All right, my number four is the manta ray.
Ooh, good choice.
And I thought you would like this one because it's bird-like. And we all know how much you like birds.
That's so true. I do love a good bird.
And so I like them because they're just mesmerizing to watch. Like, because they're flying in the ocean.
Totally.
And it's so effortless. And their wingspan can be up to like 22 feet.
Which, that's like, big.
Think about how big that is. And I would love to swim with like a ton of manta rays.
I would too.
I have.
Do you have a fear of that at all? Of getting stung by a manta?
Manta rays don't sting.
Oh yeah, manta rays don't sting. It's stingrays that sting.
Yeah, because I have swum. I have been in the water at the same time as small manta rays. Maybe they're not called manta rays, but just like smaller rays.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was a little creepy because they would like, they have no fear of you, so they just like came up and like they're super friendly, and so they'd like, you know, flap their wing by. And like touch you. It's really cool.
Marine life is wild.
super wild. And I always think about that Ray in Finding Nemo, and he's got all the, like, little kids on his back. So cute.
So cute.
So sweet.
Okay, that was your four?
Yes.
Okay, my number three is the anglerfish.
Is this also from Finding Nemo?
Oh, there is a sequence with Finding
Nemo. Where he's got, like, the light bulb?
Yeah, so this is the super... Also, another alien-looking fish.
I sense a trend here.
And it also has glowy stuff. this is the one where they dangle a little glowy light from the top of their head in front of their mouth. And as little fish come to swim up to see what the light is, the anglerfish chomps them down whole. Basically, the larger the mouth, the larger the teeth, the more I like the anglerfish. Yeah. There's a lot of different types of anglerfish, so I don't have a favorite. There's apparently 200 species. It just looks like... Did you see the movie Alien?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks to me like an alien on Earth.
Hmm.
Super terrifying.
Yeah, they're very scary. And they're like very deep down in the ocean, right?
Super deep, yeah. So here is a super weird fact that I came across. I'm just going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Because it's totally blew me away. Their mouths are so big and their bodies are so pliable, they can actually swallow prey up to twice their size.
Ugh.
The male, which is significantly smaller than the female, has no need for such an adaptation. In lieu of continually seeking the vast abyss for a female, it has evolved into a permanent parasitic mate. So when a young, free-swimming male angler encounters a female, he latches onto her with his sharp teeth. Over time, the male physically fuses with the female.
Sounds like James Bond.
Connecting to her skin and bloodstream and losing his eyes and all internal organs except the testes. A female will carry six or more males on her body.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
How crazy is that?
At first, I thought it was just like the male was like forcing her to be with him. And I was like, how typical. And that's why I said James Bond.
Yeah.
But because Joey and I are watching the James Bond films, this is a quick sidebar, and I've never seen any of them. And we just watched Goldfinger, which was just awful.
Which is historically...
Dink. The woman's name is Dink.
I won't deny that it's absolutely sexist, but this is by James Bond fans. As somebody who is a James Bond fan, Goldfinger is actually one of the most beloved James Bond
films. I'm sure, but the scene with Dink and then just everything with Pussy Galore is just upsetting.
Yes, you
when
are not wrong.
When they're in that barn,
yes.
It's just like, this is not okay. So bad. And I don't want anyone to tell me, like, it was a different time. I don't care. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Back to
the anglerfish. That's not what happens. They're fusing to her body and losing. They're
their
like
life.
There for so long. They just die and rot on the side of her.
Yeah. And she like absorbs them.
Oh, that's super creepy.
Keeps their testes as a prize, as a trophy.
That's my prize. Six of them.
Yeah. And then just like the females just like show them off and they're like, oh, look at that one's got six. You know?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a fun fact.
That's crazy. That's it.
Okay. My number three. So I will say that I'm pretty, I'm a basic ocean bitch. I'm not like going for these crazy animals.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear your feedback about this. Okay, so my number three.
Turtle.
Whale.
Okay.
Do I have to pick a specific whale?
No, but do you have a favorite specific whale?
Well, I thought it was the killer whale, but joke's on me because a killer whale is actually like a dolphin species.
Yeah.
So I just learned that today and I was like, well, there goes that. So then I just changed it to whale. Because the first thing I was going to say as a killer whale is the panda of the sea.
Cute. Because,
you know?
Yeah.
And then now I can't say that anymore, even though I just did. So I guess I would probably say like humpback whale.
Humpback, good
choice. Because I like the way they sing and they come up out of the water and they splash. I like that they're huge and friendly, gentle.
They are gentle. I feel like, unlike many other animals, if you watch videos of whales, you can see in their eyes, like, a window into their soul like you can with a human.
Mm-hmm.
That you can just see the personality and the life behind their eyes in a way that you can't with most other animals.
Yeah. Yeah. No, whales are cool.
Or like with elephants too, I feel like.
Oh yeah, elephants, yeah. Yeah, whales are just impressive. And they swim so far. And they're just like, I don't know, they're just fun and they're nice. And also, they sleep. The dolphins also do this, but like only one hemisphere. They sleep with one hemisphere of their brain at a time so that the other part of their brain can like remind them to like go up and get air.
That's crazy.
I would love to be able to do this.
And they're like Gandalf, basically. They sleep half awake.
Yes. But like they're still getting rest. It's just, it's really interesting.
That would be, I would love that because I'm terrible at sleeping in the first place. So if I could just shut down half my brain to go to sleep and then let the other half just like do its thing.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. So both whales and dolphins do it, but dolphins don't do it for, well, I'm sure they have to do it so they can go up and breathe, but they also do it to like keep themselves safe because humpback whales don't really have predators except for humans.
They're so big. Yeah.
Except I did read something that I will talk about in my number two.
Okay. Is that it?
That's all I have to say about whales.
Yeah, good choice. Whales.
I have a favorite meme that involves whales. This is the last thing I'll say.
Okay.
And I like to use it when someone comes around to my point of view.
Mm.
And then I send it, and it's these three whales that are peeking up out of the water. They're killer whales. And it says, whale, whale, whale. I love it. It doesn't, I don't get to use it that often, but when I do, it's really exciting.
It's super satisfying.
Yes.
Okay, my number two is the mantis shrimp. Do you know the mantis shrimp? Or are you
like,
laughing at me?
I'm laughing at you, but it's probably like a praying mantis shrimp. I don't even know what a shrimp looks like.
Ooh, shrimp are super gross looking.
Yeah, I've only seen like what like shrimp scampi looks like when it's on your plate.
Which is also pretty gross looking.
Yeah, no, shrimp is disgusting.
Well, at least it's not gross looking once you've torn off all the appendages, but if you haven't and you've got the head and the legs.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what I meant. I just meant all of it looks gross at all times.
Yeah, this is basically that. This is looks like a praying mantis, essentially underwater. Oh. But there are some special things about it. It's larger, it's thicker, but it's multicolored. Like super bright neon colors, all the colors of the rainbow. So it's really beautiful. But there's two other things that make it really special. Number one, with its mantis arms, it boxes its prey, it punches them when they get close. And it is so fast at doing this that it creates a sonic boom underneath the water.
Whoa.
And I think it's the pressure from the water that kills its prey. It's strong enough to knock off the legs of other crustaceans. So, like, it could knock off the leg of a crab or it could just kill it. It's strong enough to break an aquarium.
Jeez. Is it strong enough to throw its top hat and kill someone? Just like in a James Bond film, Goldfinger.
It probably is.
I bet it is.
Okay, so that's cool. Cool thing number one.
That is cool. Where does it dwell? Is it deep? Is it shallow?
I don't actually know. So I would guess like shallow.
Hang out in the middle.
I think most marine life lives in the shallows. In that the shallow. okay. The other cool thing is they have. I think it's 12 cones.
Like cones of Dunshire.
In their eyes. They have really amazing eyes. So when I say cones, I mean like cones and rods, the things that you use to detect light or color.
Sure, yeah.
Humans have 3 for red, green, and blue, but they have 12.
Oh, that's got to be psychedelic in there.
Totally, right? Apparently, there's a lot of debate. I always thought that they had a like amazing vision. That they could see a spectrum of colors.
Have you known about this for a while?
Yeah, I think I learned about them from an old Radiolab episode.
Okay. You just said, like, I've always thought, and so it seems like you've known
whenever,
about this.
Well,
for,
ever since
like
I learned
ancient knowledge that
ancient
you've had.
Knowledge. No, it was probably like 5 years ago when I heard this episode. They did a follow-up episode about how apparently that might not be the case, that they have this amazing vision. We've always assumed that they have amazing vision because of these 12 cones. But apparently they're not very good at distinguishing color. Like if I were to show you a navy blue versus a blue, mm-hmm. you could pick out the difference.
Sure, yeah.
But when they do the same thing with them, they have a really hard time being able to tell.
Well, what, is the shrimp going to point to the color? Like, they'll be like, which one's navy, shrimp?
I don't remember how they ran the test, but I think they discovered that they think now that the purpose, it's still a mystery, but they believe that the purpose of the expanded range of color is to be able to quickly perceive color changes in prey, not necessarily distinguishing specific colors.
I see. Isn't it weird that people dedicate their lives to like learning about like this one obscure ocean animal,
like the eyes of a shrimp?
Yes, it's like that's what you've chosen to dedicate your life to. I'm not judging, because
yeah, that's amazing.
It's just so interesting what you can like make a living at.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's it. That's the mantis shrimp.
Okay. Well, I've got my number two is my most exciting. Mm. It's the one I spent the most time on. Mm. It's the thresher shark.
Thresher shark?
Yes. And the thresher shark is the cutest thing in the world. They look like cute little ghosts because they've got these big giant eyes and these like tiny little mouths. So when they open it, it looks like it's like going like, oh, it's so cute. But also has this terrifyingly long tail that's super, super strong, and they can whip it around really, really quickly and stun their prey. Also, fun fact.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures now. It's really beautiful.
Isn't it cute? It's so cute. It looks like a ghost. But it's the cousin, Joey, of the Megalodon and the great white shark.
Yeah, classic.
So I thought it was too on the nose to include the great white. So I was looking for like a more like off the beaten trail shark.
Totally.
And then I was like, the thresher shark is for me. And it also has a personality that I really like.
What's the personality?
So let me continue on here. They prefer deep ocean, deep open ocean. So they're rarely seen by humans. And because of this, they've inspired a lot of myths. And one weird myth, which goes back to the whales, is that thresher sharks will team up with swordfish and to kill whales. Now, this like isn't proven. It's just like this weird myth that was started somehow.
Yeah.
That like right. The thresher shark. Well, just, you know what? If you don't want to hear the story,
no, I do. I'm trying to embellish, and I'm agreeing with you.
Doesn't sound right. So the thresher shark will like wag its tail or whatever you want to call it to like get the whale's attention, and then the swordfish will like attack from the back and like stick the whale with its sword mouth, and then they will kill it, but then they won't eat it. So
they're just doing it for sport.
They're just doing it for fun. So as I said, it's a myth.
Okay, it's a myth,
but you can choose to believe it. I will.
You will?
Well, yeah, because it's a very weird thing to do, and it seems like I want there to be more weird things happening in the animal world, because humans do a lot of really weird things for no reason. So I want that to be a thing that animals do too, instead of just surviving. Yeah, I want them to have like activities and sports. And if this is the sport chosen by the thresher, and that means that it's teaming up with the swordfish, it means they're friends and they're like cross species friendships. I just...
Sure, you know,
unlikely animal friends.
Unlikely animal friends.
But because they're rarely seen, they're very mysterious. They're also very independent. That's one of the reasons that I like them. They don't show off. They just live their lives. They don't want people to know anything about them, which I can appreciate. Except for, I mean, we do this podcast every single week, and I reveal new things every single week. So I guess I'm not that much like the thresher shark, but I do appreciate that about them.
Yeah, you identify with the thresher
shark. I do. I identify with them, and they're just so dang cute. They're so cute. Like, can you imagine? He's got like, oh, he's so cute. I love him.
All right, my number one and my winner is the octopus.
Really?
Indeed.
Okay.
So I found out when I was trying to choose an octopus. I'll tell you, my favorite octopus is the Dumbo octopus.
Okay.
Or the Pacific octopus. Pacific octopus, because it's the largest. It's huge and it's red. They're like
red.
Yeah, it's like 16 feet long. It's like 100 pounds.
Octopus are crazy.
They are crazy. And the Dumbo octopus, super tiny, super cute. It looks like the octopus in Nemo, actually. Aww. But it's got little ears on the side of its
Isn't
head.
Isn't that a squid?
No, this is an octopus.
In Finding Nemo?
Oh, in Finding Nemo, I'm pretty sure it's a squid, yeah.
Wait, who inks? Squids or octopus?
I think they both do, but octopus definitely ink.
Okay.
But I did find out that there's a difference between a tentacle and an arm. And an octopus has 8 arms.
What?
And 0 tentacles. And a squid has 2 tentacles and 8 arms. So an arm is the whole length. If it's got suckers along the whole thing, it's an arm. But if it's got suckers just at the tip, it's a tentacle. Usually they're much longer.
Wow.
Yeah, so a squid has 2 tentacles.
Did you just find this out?
I just found this out.
Is this like kind of messing you up a little bit?
Totally blowing my mind.
Because I never knew this.
Yeah, super interesting, right?
So it's only if it has a suction cup on the end.
Then it's a tentacle.
Then it's a tentacle. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know. But so they've got these arms, these 8 arms. And so a lot of these I just learned about. And apparently 2/3 of their neurons are in their arm instead of their head.
Interesting.
Which means that, you know, they could be exploring a cave with one arm, like doing it.
Oh, so they work independently. Screepy.
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 Right? And then with the other arm, they're opening a jar or grabbing their prey.
Oh, have you ever seen those videos of like when they put the octopus inside the jar and you can see it get out?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, those are so crazy.
They are so smart. They're apparently as smart as a house cat.
Well, that's not saying much.
That's pretty smart, though.
I mean, we have one cat that is very, very smart.
Yes.
So
they've got these super creepy, powerful beaks.
Beak?
A beak.
Ugh.
With venomous saliva, where all their tentacles meet underneath their body, they've got beaks with venom and in their saliva, which is totally crazy.
What?
They're really fast swimmers. They inhale water and shoot it through a siphon. That's where they shoot their ink out as well. They're great at escaping in general since they have no bones, so they can squeeze through. All these tiny
it's
little
so creepy.
Holes. Like, apparently there was one that escaped through a tiny little pipe at a research center, like just like Nemo.
Wow. And what do you think it would be like to not have bones?
Be pretty gross, but probably pretty convenient in the water.
Well, in the water, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could survive on land. Could you? You'd be like a... What would you be like?
A snack.
Snake. They've got, like, snake the have spine. Bones. Yeah. It's weird. A worm.
Oh, you'd be like a worm, yeah.
Ugh.
That'd be terrible.
No, thanks.
But they can regrow these arms. Even if they do get caught. Let's say they use the ink to escape. They escape with their super speed. They go through the tiny holes, but they still get caught. Something chews off an arm. They just regrow the arm. Ain't no thing.
Just like that.
How cool is that?
That Creature Zero.
Exactly, in the Godzilla movie.
Gojira.
They've got blue blood.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Which helps them survive in the cold waters with low oxygen levels. Mm. Unfortunately, they die after mating.
Oh, both of them?
Both of them, which is pretty weird.
How does that work then?
How do they mate?
Well, no, if they both die after mating, then how are their new forms of life?
The man after mating.
The man.
The male octopus just goes off and like dies. And the female octopus sticks around and guards all of the octopus plankton.
Oh.
And then once the plankton hatch.
Okay.
Then she, like, sits there and just, like, rots away.
Oh, my God.
For them to hatch. But she protects it until they do.
Okay. And actually, I was thinking of, like, thinking that an octopus would be, like, pregnant like a human for some reason.
Oh, I see.
And so I was like, that doesn't make sense. But even if she could just go off and die right away if they've got, like, eggs or plankton or whatever it is.
Okay, then the last two reasons I like them is because they can change shape and color. Not all of them can change shape, but they can all change color. So, right, so if you set it down on a brown surface, it'll turn brown.
What?
If you set it down
like
on
a chameleon?
Yep.
I didn't
know
that.
And they do it super fast. Like,
Are there videos?
Yeah. They do it like in less than a second. What? You can just like swap the color.
How does it know?
I don't know. Because it's smart. Because it's super smart.
But it, just like a house cat, though. It's got to be smarter than a house cat.
Maybe so. I don't know. I mean, maybe if a house cat had 8 arms and could had no bones, maybe they'd be doing this crazy stuff,
too. That's... I need to see it.
Yeah. We'll load a video after this. Okay, and it's amazing. So here's my question for you. Would you trade your 2 human arms for octopus powers? So here's what it is. You lose your 2 arms, but in return, you get 8 arms, octopus style. Mm-hmm. So you lose the thumbs and the fingers, right? But you get you get the 8 arms with the suction cups.
And they operate independently.
And they all get neurons inside, so they operate independently. You get the ability to regrow those arms.
Yep.
Not that you'd be expecting your arm to get cut off, but you do.
I will be fighting if I have 8 octopus arms.
And you get the blue blood with the impressive hearts. So you get 3 hearts with blue blood. So you can breathe. Except you've got like Lance Armstrong heart capabilities.
What is the downside of this?
You lose your arms.
But I have 8 amazing other arms.
Okay, so you take the deal.
I could probably type faster.
you'd have to get like little suction cup covers.
Yeah. I mean, Apple would invent something to accommodate my octopus arms.
Yeah. I think I would too. I think I'd trade my arms for octopus arms.
I absolutely would. There's no question that I would do that. Think about how fast you could like get ready in the morning.
I know. I'm just thinking of all the amazing productive things I could do.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else, but you, like, bake really fast.
You could be a one-man band. You could be playing drums and the guitar and the bass all at the same time.
Yeah. And, like, think about how productive you could be because you could use 2 arms for 1 activity, but because they're operating independently, you could use 2 for, like, something completely separate.
Yeah.
So your attention could be focused on work, but then like at the end of the day, you could be like, oh, look, I just wrote a symphony, you know, with these other 2 arms.
I guess, you know what? You just do bring up a good point, though. You would lose typing ability because you don't have fingers on those arms.
But if I'm using all 8 at once, it's basically like my 8 fingers.
I suppose, yeah.
It'd just be a really large keyboard with the new technology that Apple invents for my tentacles.
I guess you could just get like Dragon Dictation to dictate everything.
I mean, you could, but I don't want to do that.
So, yeah, the octopus.
That was good. You're making my number 1 seem lame because I didn't come up with any cool facts.
Well, I've got a bunch of cool facts for my number 5, which I'm pretty confident is going to be your number 1.
Do you want to say what it is?
Yes. Jen's number 1 and her winner is the dolphin.
The bottle nose dolphin. The greatest animal to ever live. It was my number 3 on our animals episode. And so I thought I can't do an ocean animals episode without the dolphin.
Definitely.
And it is obviously the superior ocean animal. Better than all the rest. It's friendly. It's fun. It's crazy smart. It's social. It has friends.
I do love that. I love how they look like they're smiling.
They look like they're smiling. And I said in our animals episode, I made some claim about The Cove, the movie The Cove, about how like dolphins like drag people away, like rape them and drown them. It's not real. So,
oh, it's not real?
No, I've been waiting like, I don't know, a year to say that.
Corrections Corner.
Yeah, Corrections Corner, 365 days late. But I could watch dolphins swim all day.
You like the way that they swim?
I like the way that they swim. I like the way that they hang out. I love their skin. They like regenerate their skin like every 2 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you've ever swam with dolphins, which you should not do, I've done it and I am deeply sorry for doing it. It was a different time. I just did what I didn't want people to do with James Bond. I didn't know what I know now.
Yeah.
You know, so don't swim with dolphins. But if you touch a dolphin, which you shouldn't, you'll know that it's like kind of slimy, and that's because it's like constantly shedding its outer layer.
Now you shouldn't even touch a dolphin.
Well, I mean,
like, what happens if one comes up to your boat or something?
I don't think you should probably do that.
Interesting.
I mean, would you like pet a bear if it came up to you?
I wouldn't pet a bear, but a bear squirrel? Could maul me.
An otter.
I feel like all of those could attack me. I don't think a dolphin would attack me.
It could. It could drag you down to a cave, rape you, and drown you.
Except now we know that's not true.
Well, I think it's happened before. I'm not... What I'm correcting is that...
Sure, out of, like, the 7 billion dolphins in the world.
What I am correcting is that that's not what the movie The Cove is about.
I see.
I'm not saying that that story isn't true.
Okay.
It seems like it could be.
Does it? Does it?
So, have you ever seen a dolphin in the wild?
No, I don't think I have.
It's just the most majestic thing.
I think so. I think that would be true.
It's just like, and I feel like whenever, I mean, it's only happened to me once, but like everyone was like, dolphins! And like pointing, and like everyone ran to that side of the boat to see the dolphins.
Of course, I would too.
Yeah, it was very, very, very exciting.
That would be spectacular, especially to see them leap out of the water.
And they were leaping, they were doing that. They were like leaping out of the water, and it was like a group of like probably like 20 or 30. It was very cool.
The pod.
There are super pods. And superpods can have up to 1,000 members.
That's a lot.
Could you imagine seeing 1,000 dolphins? And have you ever seen a baby dolphin? Oh my God. And the way that they talk, they're like chit chatter.
Oh, yeah.
The squeaks is so and cute. And stuff. Yeah. And they all have, every single dolphin has a unique sound that they make. And that's how they're identified. So it's like their name,
like their signature.
Yeah. So it's like Dolphin Joey makes.
Special sound.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows it's me talking.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's so very cool. That's so smart.
Tell me all about your dolphin facts.
You've already honestly brought them all up pretty much.
Did I?
Yeah.
Those are all just things I knew. I didn't even have them written down.
Nice.
It's because I'm a dolphin fan. I have a dolphin stuffed animal that I got at Discovery Cove. Don't go there.
Although, you know what? In defense of... before you get angry at me.
SeaWorld? Don't say SeaWorld.
In defense of Discovery Cove and SeaWorld.
Owned by the same company. Are they? By SeaWorld. Okay.
I mean, there's... I would say there's no denying that keeping an animal as smart as a dolphin, which a lot of scientists, I think... They definitely classify it as one of the smartest animals.
It's like top four.
Yeah, it's like top five.
Along
top
with pigs. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's like pigs, dolphins, crows.
Yeah. Don't eat pigs.
It definitely seems wrong to keep them in captivity.
Yeah.
So I'm not denying that. And that should, I think that should be outlawed. But the amount of work that it's, I feel like there may be a necessary evil in the sense that people that go there leave with a sense of wonderment and education,
mm-hmm.
which then further fuels passion for marine life, mm-hmm. which I think probably helps offset a lot of the damage that we've done to the planet.
I mean, I do feel like Discovery Cove is better than like, somewhere like SeaWorld.
Yeah, I think they just probably... I mean, I have to imagine they raise a ton of money for saving marine life.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
If they don't, yeah. then they're terrible.
Well, yes, I would hope, and everything that they're trying to do to help, I think, is admirable. But I think they're making strides because they're losing so much money. They're bleeding money. I mean, if I live to see the day where SeaWorld no longer exists, that'll be a day that makes me, I'll be happy about that.
I'll be happy about that as long as the animals are still protected.
Well, yeah.
Right? I mean, if there's like laws in place or we've just, as a society, gotten so quote unquote woke. I can't believe I just used that in a sentence.
That maybe our current situation will... Well,
save the dolphins.
Save the dolphins. Save all the animals. Save the tigers.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic is not a good person. We should not defend him. But yes, dolphins are my number one. I love them. And I don't care if it's a basic response.
No, it's a great answer. Dolphins are a great one.
Why is it your number five? Why did it even make your list?
Why did it make my list?
Yeah, everything else is so obscure. It just...
Because dolphins are smart and awesome, and for all the same reasons. They're smart, they're awesome, they're really happy, they're playful.
They, like, can communicate with humans.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're cool. And same with killer whales. which is just a very large dolphin. I can't believe I didn't know that. It's upsetting to me that I did not know that.
Yeah, that's
but it makes
well.
So much sense. It looks just like a dolphin.
Like
without,
a big dolphin. Yeah.
Yes, it's just like a beluga whale, which is also a dolphin.
Beluga whale. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Is it? Sense. I don't know. I just said that, but I'm not sure if that's true.
No, I don't know if that's true, but
okay.
I would believe it if you told me it was true.
If I am saying anything incorrectly, I'll be waiting another year
another
to correct myself.
Another 365 so, on the next Earth Day
episode. Exactly. All right, should we recap?
Let's recap it.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, my number 5, the dolphin. Number 4, jellyfish. Number 3, anglerfish. Number 2, the mantis shrimp. My number 1 and my winner is the octopus.
My number 5, undoubtedly an ocean animal, the penguin. Eh. My number 4, the manta ray. My number 3, whales. If I have to get specific, the humpback. My number 2, thresher shark. And my winner is the dolphin.
Did you have a good Christmas?
No.
Do you love your mommy?
No.
Do you love your daddy?
No.
Do you love your grandparents?
No.
Is there anything you like?
No.